paid to sewer. I mean, everything else.
We got to get an elevation certificate. Yeah, help your foot above.
Yeah. My thought was is that it wouldn't be occupied for 6 months.
If you want to get that elevation certificate mailed out to us, then we can get that part of it.
Summer's over.
Your surveyor.
But.
But yeah, not he's got to finish filling it out.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Physically.
Because he said he wouldn't do it unless somebody approves. So, no, I don't know what to do about that.
Just have him call me. Have the surveyor call me. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
With that, we will move on to... Number 2024-007V for Mark and Melanie Edmonds.
Okay, so Mark and Melanie Edmonds are seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 10.020, the R1 density and dimensional standards, which are the setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. The applicant's seeking a 10-foot front property line setback and 5-foot side property line setbacks, allowing for the construction of a single-family home, which would be 10 feet from the front property line and 5 feet from the side property lines.
So our Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request, and again, it should be 2024-007B. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a front property line setback of 10 feet and 5-foot side property line setbacks, allowing for the construction of a single-family home. 2, residential building permit shall be required before construction begins. And 3, compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. This is in the Poverty Point area. Just north of this, the State Park Marina, so down Dale Avenue to Scenic. And you take Scenic and you have a row of homes that are on the lake. I've got the parcel highlighted. There's just a contour layer on that. So a little bit like some of our Emerald Point, the actual pavement of the road does not follow our easement. So I did measure, and I'll show you a picture of the pin at this very corner of the property line. And these lines can float, so don't take into account that that's where the property line is. But from where it is physically on the dirt, the pavement edge is 24 feet to the property line. And there's actually a pin here, and then it sneaks in behind Kanakuk property. So where this pin is, it's 39 feet from the property line to the road surface. Now there's a road right-of-way that's cut in here at a 90 degree, but our curve of our actual pavement is pushed off of this. So again, they did have it surveyed and we had the pin, and if you look right in this area where my cursor is, that's where that pin set. And then over here on the fence area, there's another one of the Kanakuk area. But just some photos of the lot. Then I just kind of look back down the road, different directions. I do have an arrow in the approximate. I look back and forth right in that area there, is where that corner pin is.
Approximately how far is that garage off the road? You got
a like 10 feet or something? I can measure.
It's right on the... Mm-hmm. It appears to be on the power line easement.
It's underneath the power line, but yeah. That's, again, one of those
long-time
prior planning and zoning, legal non-conforming, or got built somehow without a permit. I don't know the age of that garage. Probably. But that garage structure to the pavement is probably 13 feet. So just to fully understand, a 10-foot variance would mean the house structure sets 34 feet from the pavement, but 10 feet from the property line. And here it would set 49 feet from the pavement, but 10 feet from the property line. If a road is built in the center of a right-of-way, you have 12 and a half feet to the property line normally, and then the 25. So 37 and a half feet to 38 feet is roughly where a 25-foot setback home would be from the pavement. Just as a perspective, and we did the same thing with those Emerald Point ones, told you how far it related. So anyway, I'd turn that over to the applicants. They can come up. And
good evening, folks.
Good evening.
For allowing us to approach you this evening, reference the variance on our property at 491 Scenic Drive. So this evening I'll be presenting information that I believe will and hopefully will sufficiently meet the standards for the Tannehill County variance section 049.059.
And, sir, if you would please state your names for the audio.
Sorry. We'll start over. My name is Mark Edmonds.
Okay,
I'm here with my lovely wife tonight, Melanie. And we hail from Sisters, Oregon, 15820 Pilot Drive, Sisters, Oregon, 97759.
Thank you.
Sure. The facts that I offer tonight will show, hopefully, the current exceptional and or extraordinary circumstances and conditions with the other properties in the area, and includes a large area of natural rock and outcroppings that right dead center in the property up here. It's a large area of about 31 by, I believe it was 19 feet, and the construction companies that have looked at it indicated a good portion of that would probably have to come out if it would come out. And the problem with that was if it cannot, we're going to have to try to build on it or over it, and that's going to create a significant issue. However, that is not the real and only reason for this this variance request. I have other items to present to you as well, and I have presented exhibits 1 through 90, folks, that I believe are available here. If not, I have them, and I'd like to go through those if I may, and I will give an explanation of each of them for, I believe we have someone remotely listening, if not others. I know there's at least one, so I'll make a presentation on what those exhibits entail.
Sure, go ahead.
From there. And if at any time you need to interrupt me, feel free to do so. Okay. And so exhibit one, it's just the legal description of the property. In a county, and gives the parcel ID and the section, township, and range, and it is accurate and been verified. And exhibit two, this diagram depicts the most current survey conducted on January 11th, 2024 by Hausman Land Survey in Branson. It offers a lot of dimensions with the solid black lines, and the dashed lines are the current setbacks being 25 feet from the road on the front side and 10 feet on the back side, and the which is the water side, and 7 feet on each side. And part of the request here is this lot is extremely smaller than the other lots in the area, to the extent of being at least 50% narrower than the other lots in the neighborhood. This lot is 75 feet with only 61 feet of usable area within the current side setbacks. The depth in many cases is also less due to the severe erosion at the south end of the lot, as shown in exhibits 3 and 4, which I will get to here shortly. And that would be on the south, on the water side. And there's a, may I proceed?
Sure.
Thank you. This right here, right across here, is an actual concrete seawall that a prior owner had installed. I believe it was around 2015. And the erosion starts actually from about here and works up. And from this area here across, the erosion isn't so bad over in here. It's probably down about 4 feet, if I remember correctly. And then measuring up in here, it goes down 7 to 8 feet in depth. And would be, I think, extremely difficult to try to mitigate. And the excavation companies, I've had two of them out there to take a look at it for us. They said that would be very difficult to try to mitigate, to try to make that usable. I've had four contractors look at the property, and they would not build on that. And in fact, two of the, or both the excavation companies and all of the contractors indicated that the seawall area, you want to be back 15 to 20 feet from it if you're going to be out there digging to try to put a foundation in. Now, mind you, I'm not a contractor. I know very little about it. Been around it a little, but I don't know enough to be talking factually about that. I'm just going by what they've told me. And so that kind of creates quite an issue down there. And there's a drop-off here on the property, and I believe I sent photos of that. This drops down from right about here on down to this area, flat area. It's about 7 feet, and it's just got to roll down. So it's not horribly bad. But being that the lot is narrower, significantly narrower than any other lot in there, that 75 feet where the others are 150 and greater, that's created some of the issues in regards to planning for a home. Now, I understand that there's an opposition to this variance that's been submitted to you folks, and I might be able to mitigate a lot of that this evening before we go into that. And being that I think maybe the individual that sent that in may not have had all the information, and I can get into that a little later if we need to. Okay. Any questions on the lot itself here?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then Exhibit 3 is a photo, it's a satellite photo of the lot showing where the south end of the lot is severely eroded, which I've just discussed, making that whole area basically unusable. And Exhibit 4, this photo shows the mentioned eroded area, which is the full width of the south end of the lot, as I previously noted, and it's 79 feet by 31 feet deep. In the upper right corner of Exhibit 4, shows the distance of the roadway to the property line is 32 feet, and which Mr. Sherritt advised me after I'd, or before I'd produced this. And I used it anyway, this program that you folks have here apparently is not 100% accurate or even close to it, which I just now realized. I measured 32 feet using that, and it's actually, I believe you said 24 feet, Mr. Sherritt, from the road on the east side.
The pavement, yeah, east
yes,
side.
Okay. So, I will not use the 32 feet, I'll correct it to the 24. So if the 10-foot setback were granted at the adjustment to the front setback, it would not adversely impact any motor vehicle or pedestrian traffic moving through there. And the side setback of 5 feet will also not impact the neighboring lots. As the closest house is 51 feet, I believe, on the east side, and the lot line and the other one is fully wooded lot, and there are no residences or buildings there at this time. It's just all wooded. Not to say there won't be in the future, but there is not at this time. Okay. Exhibit 5 provides you folks with an idea of the solid rock mount again.